Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For this week only, save $200 on their 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. This just in, I read a report that Mumford & Sons is... Now, this could be fake news, but I'm hearing that they do not want this banjo player to be in the band anymore. Even though he apologized for having the audacity to read a book about Antifa. He already apologized. He said he was so sorry, something like, I'm going to examine my blind spots, which I guess reading now is considered a blind spot. If you read something that isn't approved by Biden and company, you have a blind spot you need to re-examine and reevaluate. And I just read a report from the Post Millennial, I think it was, that doesn't matter. He's getting the boot. The mob will always come for you. And I know I say this quote a lot, and I think it was Winston Churchill, but he said, an appeaser is someone who feeds the alligator thinking that it will eat them last, or something like that. And that's what we've become, where we're a culture of people who are hoping that if we say we're sorry enough, and if we cower enough in the face of wokeism, that they'll spare us, and that they won't come with pitchforks to our houses and our jobs. I got news for you guys. They're coming. I don't care what you do. But we have other things to get to besides that. I just wanted to give you that quick update in case you were wondering what's happening with the banjo player. What I want to talk about now is I want to finish up a little bit of talk on this immigration stuff, because Jen Psaki is doing a press conference right now. I thought they were giving her the day off, but...
Nope.
What do you mean?
No, she's out there front and center again.
Oh, yeah. No days off. And I'm already seeing some quotes. It takes some time for this stuff to populate on Twitter, but I'm already seeing some quotes from this that are not looking good. But this other woman, Jared, tell me her name again, Roberta.
Roberta Jacobson. She is the Southern Border Coordinator for either the White House or DHS, because apparently they're two separate things.
And the word of the day is hope. The word of the day is hope. It's back. Hope, normalcy, decency. They're all back in action. You know, dogs are biting security officers, and the president's playing Mario Kart, and you know, the guy that runs that outfit, he's doing his thing. It's all so wonderfully normal. Listen to what Roberta Jacobson had to say about what's happening, the challenge at the border. Hold on one sec. We're just pulling it up. Technical difficulty.
Ensuring that funds get to the communities that are really in need, whether it's post-hurricane or coffee rust, which was ravaging Guatemala and Honduras, or, you know, a historic drought. I think when you look at the issue of mixed messages, it is difficult at times to convey both hope in the future and the danger that is now. And that is what we're trying to do. And I will certainly agree that we are trying to walk and chew gum at the same time. We are trying to convey to everybody in the region that we will have legal processes for people in the future, and we're standing those up as soon as we can. But at the same time, you cannot come through irregular means. It's dangerous, and, you know, the majority of people will be sent out of the United States, because that is the truth of it. We want to be honest with people.
Do you, though?
I just keep thinking. I know, Jared. I know I say this a lot, but I just keep thinking of all those people. who I had dinners with and who would say to me stuff like, you know, it's not anything about Trump's policies, but he just kind of seems like a jerk. Ugh, it's like I'm just so tired of all the news, you know, all this Trump stuff. I just wanted to kind of be back to normal. Are you happy? Do you miss him yet?
And by the way, can I just say, when she's saying, you know, that you shouldn't come, whatever, that is that really who we are? Has Ms. Jacobson actually ever read the poem on the Statue of Liberty, which apparently is the Magna Carta of law this country?
They love.
Have you read the poem?
Can you bring up that poem, Jared? I think we need a reading of that because Roberta Jacobson needs to be reminded about the huddled masses.
Yearning to breathe free.
You're absolutely right. And I don't think when she says we're trying to walk and chew gum at the same time, she understands that that's not usually like a positive expression people use.
That is probably a major accomplishment for Joe at this point, though.
Now.
Just saying. Keeping his dentures in, walking, not ending up in a boot or grabbing a dog's tail.
Oh, but Jared, I just want to add this in. You'll notice, and we can play the beginning of this again. This is Roberta Jacobson. She mentions hurricanes, okay? She mentions the hurricanes. I just want you guys to keep in mind, there's a piece from Red State, and it's called Jen Psaki Thinks You're a Moron, and she's making it clear we don't really have a president, all right? And it's by the writer they have, he goes by Bonchi. And he talks about how Jen Psaki is really speaking to, you know, she's speaking to the press, but it's really for the American people. That's what this transparency and these daily briefings are about. She really thinks we're dumb. And she attempted to blame the flooding of our borders on hurricanes. The hurricanes in question hit in early November. Now, this is what Bonchi writes. I'm not great with math, but I'm pretty sure that's 4 months ago. Further, the latest surge, including a record high number of migrant children, occurred well after that point, only happening after Joe Biden took office. Besides, those coming from Central America aren't exactly being shy about why they are coming. There was one viral picture showing a migrant caravan with dozens of people wearing Joe Biden t-shirts. Biden's rhetoric and policies are 100% at fault here. But now they like bringing up these hurricanes.
Maybe Biden was the name of the hurricane. We don't know.
You know what?
Like there are people all over the Central America that name their kids Batman after the Batman movies that they liked. Maybe they did the same thing with they liked Joe Biden. So they just named a hurricane after him.
You know, Jared,
I'm trying to bring hope and unity as a problem solver here. That's my role. In this topsy-turvy world.
It really is topsy-turvy. It's bizarro world. I wrote about that in my column last weekend. It is bizarro world. You are expected to show a ticket now. Like they're talking about these things where you'll have to have a vaccine passport or something. Something that sounds out of a dystopian nightmare. They're talking about this like it's normal. And then in the meantime, this flood of illegal immigrants is coming in. And they're like, well, to be fair, they're hopeful. You know, there's a lot of hope spreading around here. Yikes. Speaking of hope, I don't know if you guys saw this story. I have a lot of little things I want to get to before I hand it over to Jared for producer's picks. Did you see the story about the California killer?
I don't believe that I did.
California killer expecting early release. Toast the DA, George Gascon. A convicted killer was captured on video. You can watch this video. Celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates following 15 years of imprisonment. This is what he said in the video. Right here with my celly, some white lightning, a little cup, boom, celebrating us going home on this Gascon directive. Whoop. I feel like that's usually a good sign that you need to reevaluate. And you know what this guy's in jail for? He was sentenced to 40 years to life for shooting a rival gang member in the head at close range in 2005.
I don't know that that video is going to really help with the parole board, if I'm being totally honest.
You wouldn't think.
Drinking your contraband and showing no remorse.
And in other news, Jared, gas prices rise for the second consecutive month.
I'm shocked.
They went up to 6.4% in February and then jumped to 7.4% in January. But on the plus side, you know what else has jumped up, Jared?
Cost of food?
No, guess again. Hope.
Ah, hope. The true precious commodity.
Hope is up like 15% right now.
That explains why the NASDAQ is doing so well.
There you go. It's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. It's hard to go out with the two of those, either Howie or the mailroom manager, without someone stopping them and saying how gorgeous their smiles are. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. I see this a lot with people, and I totally understand why. You start to feel like, oh, you're just hiding them all the time and no one's noticing. But it's really liberating to like your smile. You'll smile more. You'll feel better. So if you've been waiting, this is your sign. It really is amazing to watch the videos at perfectsmiles.com. They're just incredible transformations. Dr. Houghton really is the best in the business. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free if you're a cheap bastard, but more importantly, the staff is warm and welcoming. They're all so nice there. They will treat you like family. Have you been wanting to upgrade your look for years? Don't wait. Do not put this on the back burner. You're going to get your teeth fixed and say, why didn't I do this 10 years ago? Contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls and more of these updates on all this news. Hopefully we'll have some sucky sound. Suck it to me. This is 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We got to do the poll question here. And then we have some new sound, some Jen Psaki sound. You're never going to guess who's to blame for all this at the border. I'll give you.
Suck it to me, baby.
I'll give you one guess. I know you guys know the answer to that. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua, New Hampshire. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared Diglio, who is full of hope today, he's sitting at the board. What is our poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the biggest threat to the future of the country? Is it China? Is it the Democrats / woke social justice warriors or illegal immigration?
Democrats.
Democrats / woke social justice warriors running away at 72%.
Because no one is enabling these issues and making exacerbating these issues more than... Did I say that right? I always get that word wrong.
You did not.
I didn't.
Exacerbating.
I don't know why that one's hard for me. I'm like Chuck Schumer when I say that word. It comes off so not what I want it to be. Making the issues worse. They blame Trump for the border when all he wanted to do was build a wall and stop people from flooding in. And they were, you know, more than happy to spread their message of hope. And now that it's backfiring on them, you're not going to believe what Jen Psaki has to say. Let's actually play that sound, Jared. This is Jen Psaki on the border wall.
Thank you, Jen. You've been telling migrants from right there for a month now, all the way back to February 10th, that now is not the time to come, but they are coming in bigger numbers every day. So do you have a messaging problem?
Well, I would say that in the last administration, we had a morality problem. And
now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. That feels like a deflection because I want to hear that question from the one horse pony soldier. I don't even have to know. I know it's him because he's the only one who has. He's the noisy fixture. That's what the LA Times described him as. He's the noisy fixture in the press room. Peter Ducey has the gall to ask these kind of questions. And, you know, I just don't know where he gets the nerve, because if you remember during the Trump administration, the questions were always so respectful, so polite. I mean, besides asking him, like, you know, you're the most evil man on earth, what do you say to people who hate your guts and think that you're killing people every single day? It was mostly just a bed of roses for Trump. Now, here's the thing. I don't think in his question he asked her about the Trump administration. Let's play that again.
Thank you, Jen. You've been telling migrants from right there for a month now, all the way back to February 10th, that now is not the time to come. But they are coming in bigger numbers every day. So do you have a messaging problem?
Well, I would say that in the last administration, we had a morality problem.
Oh, but Jen, we're not asking about the last administration. But the truth is, we're not asking about the last administration. We're asking about the current administration, the Biden administration. P.S., we're on day 50. Biden has yet to hold a solo press conference. And I don't see it happening, to be honest. I feel the same way about these press conferences as I did about the debates. Like, they might do some half version of it, but we're never getting a solo press conference. Not really, anyway. Let's play a little bit of Cuomo before we go to the break here. Andrew Cuomo has more allegations against him of sexual harassment. He's as bullish as ever. He's not stepping down. He's not resigning. And he's really getting back to his arrogant ways in addressing the media and addressing these very sensitive and offensive allegations. I mean offensive towards the women. Like, you know, these are horrible things that the women are saying he did. And he just doesn't take any responsibility. Let's play cut one first.
I'm not aware of any other claim. As I said last week, this is very simple. I never touched anyone inappropriately. As I said last week, I never made any inappropriate advances. As I said last week, no one ever told me at the time that I made them feel uncomfortable. Obviously, there are people who said after the fact they felt uncomfortable. Nobody told me at the time.
And this brings up another point, because I saw when one of the women, I think she was the second person to come forward, when she was on with Nora O'Donnell, Nora O'Donnell said, you know, a lot of people will say, why didn't you say anything in the moment? He's the governor of New York. And he's talking to these women about strip poker and about the cigar collection he got from Bill Clinton. You don't think they might be a little bit nervous that if they were to say something to this guy who openly threatens people all the time? And I shouldn't say openly threatens, but he's very bullying towards people. And now we know he threatens people like Ron Kim. Bill de Blasio says it's been known about for years. And he doesn't understand why these women wouldn't say to him, sir, Governor Cuomo, you're making me uncomfortable. It's because they thought they were going to get fired or blackballed. And he had his entire crew, Melissa DeRosa, all those people, they're under his control, and he seriously doesn't get why these women wouldn't say anything. He is so gross. Let's play cut two.
There's obviously allegations, and then there are allegations, right? And there's a spectrum of allegations. There's capital crimes. There's physical violence, right? Down to more minor allegations.
Wait, but what did he say? He's now saying, like, oh, no, I can't resign because it would be anti-democratic. What did he say after January 6th? Let's do cut six.
It's what statement we make as a people about what we believe about government and democracy. I believe President Trump should resign. I believe if he doesn't resign, I believe he should be impeached. Well, he only has 13 days. That's not the point.
No, I agree.
The point is the statement that we do not tolerate this as a government.
You know, I agree with the idea of impeaching someone if you don't think that they're behaving correctly, or you don't think they stand for what we stand for as a government. I don't think telling women you want to play strip poker and showing them your cigars. I think it's either resign or impeach. Either way, I'm on board. Guys, we got producer's picks coming up next, and we'll take some of your calls, 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I'm sure there'll be more Jen Psaki as we keep rolling on here, but I do want to play one other cut that made me giggle. After watching Joe Biden talk about the Secretary of Defense and saying that the guy from that outfit, the outfit being the Pentagon, I thought it was particularly amusing when Chuck Schumer is talking about this massive pork-filled bill they're passing, $1.9 trillion, and he thanked President Biden, who none of us have really seen much of lately, for his bold leadership on the bill. This is cut 10.
I want to thank President Biden for his bold and steady leadership. He was instrumental in putting this bill together and helping get it over the finish line.
A wink. Have you seen those memes where it's like anytime Biden says something, there's just this woman and she's doing a big wink?
Yes, that's from the WandaVision show. That's a character. Yeah.
It's like you really expect us to believe. I can't even say it. You really expect us to believe that Biden. Can I hear it one more time? What did he say? Bold leadership? Instrumental?
I want to thank President Biden for his bold and steady leadership. He was instrumental in putting this bill together and helping get it over the finish line.
I don't believe you.
I would like to see the president's handwritten notes to that effect, please. Can I see the outline of this bill he crafted, this 600,000-page monstrosity?
It
took 11 hours to read.
We're supposed to believe that Joe Biden is helping with the bold leadership on passing this bill. And then what we see of Joe Biden, he's at a hardware store not answering questions. And
we need you.
Don't jump. We need you. He's just doing his don't jump joke and probably wondering where the dogs are. Which, by the way, they got sent back to Delaware after one of them had a biting incident, which you will not hear anything about. Really, really wacky, wacky stuff. Is there anything else here I want to play, Jared, before I hand it over to you? I think we might be good. I do want to play Psaki one more time, saying DHS is not their program, but I want to play the longer version. This is cut 22.
Why won't you confirm that number? That's a very important number.
We've been very clear that there is an increase, that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security, so I'm just suggesting that you talk to them about specifics.
Well, we talk to them, Jen. They won't confirm the numbers.
Well, I would encourage you to go back to them and ask them again. We're not going to confirm them from the White House. It's not our program. It's the Department of Homeland Security.
Is the White House encouraging the department to release those numbers, Jen, in the spirit of transparency that the Secretary promised here at this podium?
We certainly encourage transparency, but what I also think is important is to talk about what the root causes are here and what we're doing from a policy standpoint to try to address the challenges that we're facing and that these kids are facing as they come across the border.
I've never seen people not answer questions to this extent. I understand giving people the runaround. I do. I get the PR of it. I get that your job is to make the president look good. And sometimes skipping over the truth is a little bit more convenient. But the level of semantics and the circling, I know she's the circle queen, but we're not answering anything. There's no substance. It's really astounding. Lou, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, hi. Before you played somebody who said we have to have hope, and with the children coming in, how can you have hope in somebody who cancels Dr. Seuss and Pepe Le Pew? I mean, there's not really much hope there. The point is that I don't know why everybody's skirting around it. We don't have a president. We have a cardboard cutout who can possibly read from a teleprompter, but he's not a president. He's a figurehead. He's like a puppet. And that's what we have up there. And I finally figured out the value of Cuomo is that Biden stayed in the cellar the whole time. And Cuomo was the one actually the surrogate running for president by doing the press conferences and coming out every day. And then Cuomo after that's all done and he's finished with and they don't need him anymore, all his baggage comes out and they're going to dump him. But he was the actual one who was out there every day running while Biden was in the basement. Biden is not the president. And all this stuff that they're saying is just liberal doublespeak and garbage that they're coming out with. It's ridiculous. He's not running the country. It's by committee.
And Lou, you almost wonder, you bring up a good point about Andrew Cuomo, because sometimes when I listen to the old cuts of all of these women like Amy Robach and all these people and men, Chris Cuomo, his brother, fawning over him and asking him, are you going to run for president? Why not? Are you going to be part of Biden's administration? And he gave very flat no's. And it's almost like he knew that he wasn't going to get this far, that he was a useful tool for them for a certain amount of time, and now his time is up. Lou, I do appreciate the call. I hope you call back. That was a great point. And I understand how you feel. I mean, Dr. Seuss is gone, but Dr. Jill is in. Speaking of Dr. B, one of her biggest fans is Jared Duglio. He's going to be delivering producer's picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day. Producer's picks.
Producer's Picks is the lighter part of the show where we go over some of the news that's on Jared's mind. Jared, take it away.
So, Grace, I don't know if you've been following the saga of the new Teen Vogue editor.
Yes, she is canceled, correct?
Yes, to a degree. The new editor of Teen Vogue is Alexi McCammond, formerly of Axios.
Oh, TJ Ducklow's.
Yes, and if the name sounds familiar, that is, I believe they are still together. That was TJ Ducklow's girlfriend.
Can I give people a quick catch-up?
Absolutely.
If you guys don't remember this, TJ Ducklow was dating a reporter from Axios, Alexi McCammond. Another reporter from Politico found out about this and reached out for comment. Rather than replying to the male reporter, TJ Ducklow called up the Politico female reporter and berated her and said he was going to destroy her. That is why he had to resign from the Biden administration. Very familiar name. I am interested now. I did not know that Alexi McCammond was part of this.
Yes. And so now she has left Axios. So now she's going to be the new Teen Vogue editor. But she's in some hot water for some tweets she sent as a teenager, because the internet is forever and the ratio comes for all. Not going to get into the specifics of the tweets, but they were derogatory. Her quote, you've seen some offensive, idiotic tweets from when I was a teenager that perpetuated harmful and racist stereotypes about Asian Americans, quote unquote, is what she said. So she's come under some fire for that. She says, though, those tweets aren't who I am, but I understand I've lost some of your trust and will work doubly hard to earn it back. And she is committed to amplifying AAPI voices across all platforms. And there is no excuse for her past comments.
You know what I want from people? Because these people, they get in trouble for tweets that are like 10 years old. And they always come forward and say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to learn more. And that's all great. I'm all on board for that. Nick Cannon, I always give this example. He said a lot of anti-Semitic things. And then after it happened and people were calling for him to be canceled, he would sit down with like a rabbi and he was learning about the Jewish religion. I think that's wonderful. That's all well and good. But what I really want from someone like Alexi McCammond is to say, hi, I tweeted 10 years ago some offensive stuff. I'm being canceled for it. I'm sorry. I hope you guys can forgive me. I pledge that from here on out, I will not try to cancel anyone else who's made a mistake in their life. Because now I see how insane and harmful our culture is when we are held to account for tweets we wrote 10 years ago. And that's fine. It would be fine if it's just, oh, you should be held accountable. Say you're sorry. But Alexi McCammond is probably learning right now, as it feels like her world is crashing in on her, that this is a mob mentality. All I want from people who are canceled is to say, I will not pick up my pitchfork next week to cancel someone else.
Agreed. Just enough. Just stop. Hey, listen, people say do dumb things. Whatever. It's not necessarily the end of the world.
You have to change.
That's how you grow and
the
evolve.
The cycle.
At one point, we thought leeches actually helped purify blood. Like, societies change. People learn things.
They don't?
I don't know. They might. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor like Jill Biden. Bad news for the hippies.
Oh, no.
Energy-intensive indoor pot growth has become a sizable source of greenhouse gas emissions, which are harmful, of course, for the environment.
Can you read me that headline again, Jared?
Report. Yes. Energy-intensive indoor pot growth has become a sizable source of greenhouse gas emissions.
That's weird. I'm not great with science. You know this. You spend enough time with me. It's not
I'm not a scientist like Joe Biden, nor am I.
My question is, I would think that growing weed inside would help the earth because it's more green, the better, right?
You would think that, but apparently the source of emissions is energy needed for sophisticated indoor air management to grow specialized crops at the right temperature and humidity, and the emissions from that machinery are problematic.
Got to stick to gummies, I guess.
Yep. So
or brownies.
Hippie conundrum in the works. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, they're so torn. They're like, wait, no, what I love so much is also what I hate. Identity crisis.
So today is also a day, and this is something I kind of do in the producer's pick, you know, this day in history, something like that. Today is a day that should be very near and dear to our great president.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
March 10th is officially Mario Day.
Oh my god, really?
Well, because March, the abbreviation M-A-R, and 10, the number 10, looks like I-O, so...
When is Luigi Day? Does he have one?
Luigi doesn't get a day, unfortunately.
Oh my god.
And just another shameful anti-Italian-American...
I just hope Joe Biden can get on that because he is a huge Luigi fan, as we know, and maybe he can make that happen.
He is. He is the Luigi of our hearts. But yes, today is Mario Day, which is March 10th, according to Nintendo. The unofficial holiday pays homage to the beloved video game character. The Italian overall-wearing, mustache-sporting mascot was introduced in 1983, one of the most iconic characters in the video game world. And actually... cool little story about Mario. He was named after the landlord of the garage space that Nintendo was renting out. They couldn't pay their rent for one of the months. So the landlord, Mario, said, you know what? You guys don't worry about it now. Come back in a couple months. If you got the money, we'll talk then. They came back. They had the money. They gave him the rent. And because Mario, the landlord, was so nice to them and let them stay there, they named their signature character after him.
It's me, Mario. That's so cute. I love that. All right, guys.
Till next time, everybody. To the Mario.
I'm going to say this again. You guys, you know how I feel about Mario. I love Mario Kart, all that good stuff. But I'm a Yoshi girl. Something about Yoshi could stick his tongue out and like grab things far away. That sound he would make. I don't know. Something cool about it. All right, guys, if you haven't tried Super Beats Hard Chews, you are missing out. I've already had my two chews today. Might go for a third. I know that's not part of the deal, but I do love them. They taste so good, and they're so easy to eat. They come wrapped up. They're delicious. They combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Sometimes I have an extra cup of coffee, and I can tell because I get into the studio and I just start going all over the place. Like, there's no steady stream of thought. Yeah, I had a second cup today. But what I would really recommend is just having Super Beats, because you get that boost without the jittery side effects. You get the energy you want. You feel good. It's good for your circulation. Do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. The most popular question we get is, do they actually taste good? Yes. You guys have seen me eat them on camera, which I'm sure I shouldn't be doing because it's, you know, not very polite. But they are delicious. Jared has them. He found my secret stash, I believe.
No comment.
And now we're all enjoying my secret bag of Super Beats. I think Howie ordered some more, so we're waiting on that. Get your Super Beats Chews today at getsuperbeats.com/grace. When you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in a third for free. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace. I have Howie Carr coming up in the Carr crossover. We will be right back, everyone. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's car crossover is brought to you by McConnell's Irish Whiskey. Sounds like I've had some of it, but I have not. McConnell's Irish Whiskey. You'll know when you take your first sip, some things are worth the wait. Also, McConnell's Whiskey is sponsoring your Howie Studio VIP visits once he returns. The first will be Tuesday, May 4th, and you can enter for a chance to win a free VIP visit. Just go to HowieKarcher.com, click on the McConnell's Whiskey banner, and this is a great deal. You get the big lunch, you get to meet Howie, you get to watch the show, you get all of Howie's books, but you also get a gift basket from McConnell's Irish Whiskey. So I highly recommend going to HowieKarcher.com, clicking on that banner. It's free to enter. What do you have to lose? Okay, now the man himself is here, Howie Carr. Thank you for joining the show.
Grace, will the gift basket have a wee small taste of the creature in it?
It just might, Howie. Anything is possible.
Saints preserve us.
All right, Howie. So, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, did you hear that in Boston it is going to be virtual this year? I know you're sad about that.
You know, and Nick Collins is going to run this. I think Nick, I'm told Nick wants to run for mayor desperately, and he's being urged to run, but I don't think it's in the cards for Nick, actually.
Well,
but, you know, I'm not going to watch St. Patrick's Day. I used to have to actually go over there to Halitosis Hall when I was in TV, Grace, and actually sit there or stand. I couldn't sit. Stand there for 4 hours.
I actually went to one a few years ago once I started working for you, Howie, because I had, you know, press credentials. And when I would tell people that I was interviewing that I worked for Howie Carr, it was really fun because it was all of these politicians and they would start laughing so hard when I would say, "Hi, I'm with Howie Carr and I have a question for you." They would literally burst out laughing and they would say, "Oh my God, please tell Howie not to put me in his column, please." It was kind of enjoyable. All right, Howie, but we have other news to talk about. Have you seen Jen Psaki's latest comment about what's going on at the border?
Yeah, there was a lack of morality.
The previous administration had a morality problem. How do you feel about that, Howie?
You know, I just said on Newsmax a few minutes ago, Grace, you know, there's the old saying, I think I've used it about a million times with you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They broke it.
Yeah.
They broke this thing. And now they're saying, well, you know, we've decided to put some strings on the aid to the three countries where all these illegals are coming out of, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And that'll stop them when we put the strings. Correct me if I'm wrong, Grace, but as of January 20th, Trump had long since had strings on any foreign aid to those three countries. That was what was keeping them under control. Biden cut the strings, and we have this influx of deadbeats into the country.
But I think even worse, Howie, is the Roberta Jacobson comment about, well, the reason this is happening is because there's new hope because of the Biden administration. That's the reason. And Howie, you great minds think alike. I wanted to get Jessica Vaughn on this week, but I hear that you have her on today.
Yes, 5:30. I don't mean to go keep going back to her, but we have to keep talking about this. I mean, this is insane what's going on, Grace. Did you know that the CDC has a warning out to Americans, don't go to Guatemala because there's so much COVID-19? But if you come into the country from Guatemala and you test positive, it doesn't matter. They'll put you on a bus into the United States, and you can just go wherever you want, even if you're testing positive from Guatemala. And Greyhound has asked the federal government, the Homeland Security, to assure them that these illegals that they're putting onto the bus with money to go to the welfare centers all around the country are not COVID-19 positive. The Homeland Security is refusing to answer Greyhound's requests for documentation that these people are COVID-free.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there's so much normalcy back in the White House, Howie. It's refreshing, you know, so much unity and so much hope.
What would happen if one of President Trump's dogs had bitten somebody?
Well, first of all,
throw the dogs out of the White House.
Howie, if it had bitten a woman, it would have been sexist. If it had bitten a black person, it would have been racist. But we're not going to hear anything about Major and Champ anymore. Guys, do not go anywhere. Howie Carr has a full jam-packed show for you. You do not want to miss it. I'll be back tomorrow. This is the Grace Curley Show.